The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Embrace the Cornerstone, Wherein Flows Springs of Living Water. March 28, 2005, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to this generation, the last of these kingdoms of men. Why do you kick your foot against the stone, and shake your fists at heaven, when faced with the truth? You are like a lost traveler without a home, and like the beast of the field, you have no shelter. Thus your wisdom is wind, and your every ambition, a fool's aspiration. Yet in my love, I laid for you an everlasting foundation, upon which you were to stand. And in my mercy, I constructed high walls, made with the finest stone, to protect you, even from yourselves. Engraven stones, touched by the finger of God. Yet you seek to remove the immovable, and hide that which cannot be hidden, denying that which is self-evident, as you endeavor to scrape off the writing thereof. Shall you deface the commandments of God, to justify your sins, desecrating the moral law, to allay your guilt? The commandments are a lamp, and the law, a light, reproof and instruction, a way of life. And shall you now also attempt to hew out the cornerstone, and cast it into the depths of the sea? O most foolish and deceived generation! Can anyone cut out their own heart and live? And who is able to walk alone in darkness, without a light to guide them? Who shall uphold them when they stumble, or catch them when they fall? Who will bind up their wounds? O ignorant and confused generation! Deceived peoples! The stone which you seek to cast off is life, your only salvation. Behold! The stone is the head of the corner, and shall become a great mountain, breaking the backs of the rebellious, and grinding the wicked to powder. For its weight is heavy beyond measure, its placement sure, immovable, everlasting. Therefore, come and be broken atop this stone, and it shall bear you up. Yet cast it off or cover it over, in an attempt to hide it from others, and you also shall be hidden. Into the pit will you stumble, into the grave shall you fall. Covered over, in the day of my punishment. Behold, the day is at hand, my anger is aroused, and the fire is kindled. Therefore I ask you, where will you run, and where will you hide, when the bitter rains fall from heaven, and judgment ensues like a mighty flood? For I am coming down to extinguish every fiery dart of the evil one, to put an end to all things which cause my people to sin. For the salvation of God has come already, and shall return to gather up the light. And behold, he is also coming in power and great glory, to punish the wicked, and destroy the evil of heart. For as it is written, so it is, and shall be. The law will proceed from me, and I will make my justice rest, as a light, for all peoples. My righteousness is near, my salvation has gone forth, and my arm shall judge the nations. Therefore, lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, the earth will grow old like a garment, and those who dwell in it shall pass away in like manner. Yet my salvation is forever, and my righteousness shall never be abolished, says the Lord.